We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam. So here in your presence, humbly speaking about these beautiful dialogues and conversations of Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam. So we find that there's this conversation between Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam and one of his servants. So perhaps many of you don't know that Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam had a farm or a ranch near the city of Medina called Rain Ziyad. And so this garden or this farm, if you will, it contained a lot of date trees. And so if you know that dates in that part of the world, in the Arabian Peninsula and even a little bit, you know, in Iraq, and for example, some of the other regional Arab countries, we find that dates were something that were incredibly popular. And, you know, it was a staple thing that people used to eat. So it was also something that could potentially earn an individual a lot of income. So Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam once saw that the dates had become ripe. And so he told one of his agents to open the public ways into the walls of the farm so that people could go inside the garden. And so the agent, you know, he asked Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam that why this was being done. And so Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam, he said that I want the people, the common masses, to gain benefit from these dates that are now ripe in my garden. And so then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he also told his agent to give a certain amount of the dates from his farm to the neighbors of the farm who lived around this farm and who could not physically come either because they were too old in age or perhaps they had fallen ill. And so the agent, of course, went and he gave dates to these neighbors who were either old or had become ill. And then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says to the agent that whatever remains should be carried to the city of Medina and be distributed among the people, but most importantly, amongst the poor and the needy who have priority over the rest of the people. And so it's interesting, but the price of the dates that was the yield of this farm of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, it reached to about 4,000 dinars. And it is related that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam used to donate 3,000 of this money that was the income of the farm, and then he would keep only 1,000 for himself, his family, and the needs of his family. Just, you know, so many beautiful things. Unfortunately, we've run out of time to speak about them, but I think just the story and the dialogues that were occurring within the story are incredibly important, and we can learn so many lessons from them. This is Dialogue, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
And there is no surprise when we see this diversity of the audience of our Sikh Imam, because even though they didn't believe in him the way we believe in him, they knew that if you really want to see true knowledge, this is where we have to go. Because the Ahlul Bayt were Ahlul Zikr. Quran in two places it says, فَاسْأَلُ أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. If you do not know an issue, then go to those who are Ahlul Zikr. Of course, the extended meaning would be, you know, very wide. But this actually applies primarily in the first place to the Imams of Ahlul Bayt. The Prophet says about Amir al-Mu'minin, أَنَا مَدِينَةُ الْعِلْمُ وَعَلِيٌّ بَابُهَا. If you want ilm and knowledge, you got come through the gate of that city of knowledge, and that's Ali. And this goes on from one imam to another till we see the days of the sixth imam. Especially during the time when the governments, the Umayyad government who were towards decline, and the Abbasid who were still not, you know, put themselves very strongly in power, they couldn't really control the society at that time. And that's where you see the freedom was there and people realize, okay, this is the opportunity, let's go to him. And people from all different, you know, background would go there and seek knowledge from the Imam, because he was indeed one of Ahlul Dhikr. In one of the statements from Al-Kalbi, one of the narrators of the Imam, he says, talking about the ayat of Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ahlul Zikr. Somebody asked the Imam, who are the Ahlul Zikr? The people of Zikr. Zikr means, the literal meaning would be to remember. Ahlul Zikr, the people who remember things. And it is now here used in the meaning of Ahlul Ilm, those who have knowledge. And so, when Imam was asking, who is this Ahlul Zikr? Imam recited an ayat from Surah Al-Talaq, ayat number 10 and 11, where he says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all the people who have you know, intelligence, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the people who also who believe, قَدْ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكُمْ ذِكْرًا رَسُولًا. Allah has sent down a messenger who is also a zikr for you. So the word zikr is also one of the names of Rasulullah. And then the sixth Imam says, Rasul is zikr and we are Ahlul Zikr, the family of Rasulullah.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.